It works to trust God. It works to give it to Him. It works to step out in faith. It works to stay in faith. It works to speak faith. It works to hear faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word, and then you get stuck in the space of trying to figure out in the flesh what God started by the Spirit. Here's another time the Lord said, I don't like this. Somebody asked me, will you go do this certain opportunity to share the gospel? And I start thinking of all the reasons that I would not be good at doing it. And the Lord said, I don't like this at all. Because you act like you were so good to get here to start with. I don't like this at all. You're getting this thing backwards now. Because what started by faith, you're trying to finish in flesh. I got it, God. Thank you for the house. I got it from here, God. You don't got it from here. Because that house is not a home unless God's Spirit is in it. So you need God to fill what He helped you build. Did you hear me? I'm scared it got missed. You need God to help you fill or to fill what He helped you build or what He gave you the strength to build or what He built for Himself. That was David's thing. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. David wrote that because of his experience. He was a shepherd himself. He was a shepherd. A shepherd who showed up to the battle lines just in time. How many of you have a testimony? God put me at the right place at the right time for certain things in my life. It was not coincidence. I was thinking about Joel. He was up here singing Million Little Miracles, and they don't even know. They don't even know that when you recorded that song in this empty room during the craziest time in the world, and we're all COVID testing to record, and you weren't even supposed to be here for the recording. But I said, stay around just in case. There's a song, Million Little Miracles, that we wrote, and I think you sing it. And you said, I love that song. I heard the demo. I said, stay around just in case. And he sang that song in the glory of God. And you can download it now on YouTube. But don't turn off the sermon. Do it after the sermon. And it's just amazing how David had this perspective. Watch what he said to Goliath. Holy Spirit, lead me now. I need to get this in. This is the most important part of the message, because now I'm giving you the picture. That's the principle. That's the principle. You can't finish in the flesh, your own power, your own strength, your own delusional desires that will lead you astray. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Can't trust that. I need the Spirit of God. I got to stay in touch with Him. I can't finish in the flesh what started in the Spirit. But here's the picture. When David saw Goliath, the commentaries vary. He was at least, what did I say earlier? He was at least 7'2". He could have been as tall as 9'9". The measurements aren't exactly the same. So let's just all agree that's tall.